Today we're welcoming the cooler temperatures because it's important to be optimistic in the face of the soul-killing winter ahead.
And as we reported in the summer of 2014, even laboratory mice sometimes have reasons to be happy.
Roy, scientists reported this week in an interesting memory experiment in which they were able to use a laser to replace bad memories in mice with good memories.
And mice have lots of bad memories.
Oh, they do. Oh. It's something in mice. Now, put that aside.
Remember because, the time?
But how the laser...
I can't go back there, man. Right turn, left turn, right turn, left turn. Oh, my God. Where's my cheese? Just give me the cheese.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to forget about the bit about changing good memories into bad with the laser. We don't know what that was about, and maybe it'll be useful someday. What we were interested in is how, because they needed to do this experiment, they needed to give the mice a bad memory, which they did with an electric shock, but they needed to also create a good memory for the mouse to conduct these experiments, and they gave each of the male mice what?
A memory of a female mouse.
Well, I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
It's sort of like a maissage à trois.
A memory of doing it with two female
mice?
Yeah,
they basically, in order to give these mice good memories that they could then experiment with, they gave the mice threesomes.
Whoa.
They
ran
to... Wow.
It's always been a fantasy of mine. Never said it out loud. It's like these guys know me.
So what we imagine is like,
The
scientists are sitting around, right? And they're thinking about what would give a mouse a good memory. And just, you know, as one of the scientists was about to say, well, we could go with cheese, another scientist shouts out, threesome! Threesome!
Yeah. One scientist said, how about fishing with their dad?
And the mice all said, no.
No. Listen to the first guy.
What's the bad memory? Do we know?
Oh, it was the electric shock.
Just the shock.
Yeah. The bad memory was being on a wheel while the guy with the threesome was in the other tank.
Trying to get over there to join in. You don't get anywhere. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Squarespace, providing website and e-commerce tools to build brands. Customers receive built-in SEO, marketing analytics, and mobile optimization. Learn more at squarespace.com/NPR. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Classic Films, LLC, presenting Billions in Charge, a documentary of Manoj Bhargava about wealth and responsibility and the work he's doing in the areas of water, energy, and healthcare, available for viewing at billionsandchange.com. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Carbonite, providing secure backup and recovery for businesses and homes. Since 2005, Carbonite has backed up more than 500 billion files, from email servers to family photos. Learn more at carbonite.com. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernbos. Technical direction from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nian. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer, Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis, all the panelists and guests you heard on our show, and of course, Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.